over right now, but you can see a little bit about what happened here. There's a tower we've got up there. Another tower here with a antenna going off of it, 40 and 20 meters. There's another station over there. There's a 60-foot drone over that way. There's Nome. I'm going to try to get a picture of you guys a little bit. All right.
Hello.
Hello. Can you give your call signs?
W6WWY.
W6RT.
All right. That's good. And we had a... Can you open that, Bill, so
yeah,
I can show...
Yeah, we got to get some stuff out.
Yeah. We had a radio station in here for a while yesterday, and yesterday evening. There.
Oh, wow, Jim, it still smells like burned up radio.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Perfect. Thank you.
Lots. Did you get all the stuff out of your other one there, Bill, that briefcase thing you had?
Yeah.
Okay. Over here. There's a tower there with about a 40-foot or so crank-up triax tower. And we had a radio station here. We had one there for a while. There's one of the generators there. All right. And here's John, and John, I'm taking a video for the, you know. No. All right, John.
The other two are moving.
Give me your call sign there, would you?
NW6C.
All right, can you do that
earlier,
in CW?
Not da, very
did,
well.
Did all da?
Yeah.
Da, did it, and da, did all this.
Yep.
All right. And here's John from Tonopah.
Kilo. Kilo Juliet 7, Uniform Zebra, November.
All right. And here we had a couple of radios in here and some logging machines. Looks like you still got food there. Didn't need all your grub.
Mine's gone.
All right. Yours is gone. You're a good boy. You cleaned up your mess.
Jim, did you recycle?
Yes. Just put it in that barrel up there. There's a barrel. Okay.
Did you show off our tower?
Huh?
Did you show off our tower?
What?
You got to show off our tower.
Oh, yes. We're going to do that. Anyway, there's that trash can up there. I picked a bunch of stuff up around today.
Sounds good.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want us to...
Yeah, we'll need to put that back.
But do you want me to go and have that filled up?
Well, you could if you want to.
There's a gas station in town in Dyer, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll do that after.
All right. Anyway, got coax over there. There's a 160-meter antenna. Going from that tower, about 59 feet, to this 60-something-foot tower there. There's a offsetter-fed antenna, or a Carolina wind there running down to another place. This was 160 meters, which we talked on. There's a 40 and 75 meter, it's 10, 15, 40, 75, and 6 meters out there. I don't know whether we talked on all the bands or not, but anyway, this will show you some of the things that we did here. We end up putting the top section on this antenna, this tower, up there. It makes it real handy. I will probably run a 3-element array from there to that one. And here was Nome's station here. He was running voice or phone and digital also, and I think even CW. Had a station set up down there on the creek also. So this was Field Day 2021. And you had a lot of solar power. You ran mostly off of solar, didn't you?
Fully.
Yeah. Oh, fully off the solar?
Yeah.
All right.
Just the laptop was plugged into the generator.
Oh, okay.
The logging machine is allowed because in emergencies you don't log, so
okay.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. Anyway, that's everything there. We had a bobcat down on the creek last night and a bobcat over there. Some of the city people here just won't shoot the bobcats, but they're the only ones that see them. Because I think they know that those will control the pest control. won't put up with that. They've killed 8 cats there, 11 cats here, 1 dog over there, 1 cat down there. A lot of destruction from these bobcats that go on welfare. They live off of the welfare state. They don't want to hunt wild animals. It's a lot easier to kill domesticated animals. Just the other day, I'll walk here around the tree line. Just the other day, we had 4 buck deer standing right in here looking at us. They were right in this area. I'll leave the water running a little bit for them. There's our shooting range there. And shooting bench also. If you look here, you'll see a lot of deer tracks where the deer were all along here. Standing underneath these trees, getting some shade. And also you'll see that where they were laying down. Other places where they were laying down here. This is a nice, cool rest area for them. Now, if they did this in deer season, I wouldn't have to go very far, would I? You can see the deer tracks all underneath these trees here. There's more towers. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 towers up so far. I'll show you the little Garden of Eden here to you. By the way, that is native rice grass. That's very nutritious for the deer and the horses. And the horses come in here also. Wild horses, that is. And the antelope. Sometimes you can look out there and see the antelope moving along. These are poplar trees here. We had a lot of trouble with moths this year. The moths were eating the leaves off of the trees. This is all over drip system. That is a cherry plum tree there. All the leaves have been eaten off of that thing about 2 or 3 different times. I have to keep it sprayed with some type of organic pest control. There's one of our old grapevines from the farm down there, 100 years old or so. And another one also, you can see the big trunks to them. I just cut the limbs off of them, brought them up here. There's a cherry tree there, Montmorency, a Stella cherry and another Stella cherry. And here we have blackberries, loaded with blackberries. More blackberries, and another place to plant another berry vine. These are our grapevines we planted here 5 to 6 years ago. They're coming along. Here I'll have grapes on them this year if I can keep the starlings off of them. And there's a cherry tree, peach tree, and apple tree. Another little peach tree with numerous peaches on it. Coming right along. A peach tree there that the fly flying around making that racket. That one had a lot of peaches on it, but the bad weather and the moths got that one. This one's got a lot of nectarines on it. Coming along pretty good. And a currant bush, another currant bush between those trees. A currant and gooseberry cross there. And this one here is an apple tree. And a bean cherry tree. And Maryland's roses. And here is a garden with onions and carrots in it. Coming along slowly. Yeah, good picture of the roses here. Especially Sharon and Nancy in Pennsylvania would like this. They're beautiful rose trees. I told Marilyn 6 years ago that I'd plant rose trees on both sides of the fence here. And I finally, this year, fulfilled that promise because I couldn't find any rose trees. It's almost impossible. I had to go to Bakersfield to get these rose trees. And I hope they make it here. There's all of our pine trees there. And another rose bush. And another rose bush there. Have to pinch these off here so they'll grow more roses. If you do that, more roses come. And I must make the water go a little better here. This dripper is not reliable. Maybe that one isn't either. We'll walk down the creek where people were. We gave a ham radio test here. There's looking at the front of the place. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 towers in that direction. That phone 25 is pretty tall. Brought his dog up here and the wildcat tried to eat it last night, but he got there just in time. We'll go down by the creek. The ham test was given down on the creek always. It's a nice atmosphere to take a ham radio license. You look way back up there, you'll see a Bigfoot. A cutout for Bigfoot anyway. There are Bigfoot here. I don't want to see one at all anymore. Did it once and encountered it again. Saw it once and encountered it again. And here is a creek coming along here. People say, has the creek got water in it? Well, there it is. Always got water in it. And there's my neighbor's dog. Well, they got the picnic table back here already. There's a plum tree, an apple tree, and a cherry tree. We're going down to here. And here are our fish in our fish pond. Another peach tree with a few peaches on it. And the plum tree with no plums on it. And a plum tree that died on me. And a pond here. It's appetizing. The water is about 37 degrees, so it's a little chilly. Walk down here, see some wildflowers. The colors of wildflowers. It's a lot of work to keep all this. There's Marilyn sitting outside up there on the patio. There's what we had a bridge at one time. There's the horses down here. More wildflowers. A little solid cherry tree there. And a nectarine tree here, but no nectarines on it this year. All along the tree here. And I think Bill's dog is down here, maybe. There's a horse corral. Another plum tree and an apple tree. Hello, boys. Now, let's see if the dog is here. We got a live dog, maybe. I don't know. Looks like the dog dug up a hole in the ground. Looking up there. The bridge is back up here. Looking back up the antenna farm. Down here by the dog last night, the bobcat was here bothering things. Back up there to the house. Road here. White Mountain Peak. Boundary Montgomery Peak. Fish Lake Valley South End. Fish Lake Valley North End. I'm almost to the end of the north. There's Bill walking around. Where's your dog, Bill? Yeah. Big snake up here. I mean, left big snake tracks. That's about it here for today. People are tearing out now. Getting things put away. Until next year, maybe. It might go up on Cedar Flats or something up there next year. Well, that's it.
Get the tent strapped down.